Elsewhere, the African envoys at the UN have urged the U.S. president to meet with African Union leaders during their two-day summit in late January. The ambassadors say the meeting might be able to defuse tensions surrounding Donald Trump's recent vulgar comments. The 54-nation African group gave U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley a specific recommendation during a closed meeting requested by Washington on Friday. Haley reportedly expressed regret but did not offer an apology. Last week, Trump referred to African nations as quote-unquote shithole countries during a White House meeting on immigration. In reaction, African ambassadors to the UN issued a joint statement condemning the remarks and demanding an apology. African affairs expert A.O. Johnson joins us now from London with more on that story. Mr. Johnson, welcome to the program. Talk to us more about the demands by the African envoys of the African Union.
Well, basically, the African Union is saying that Trump's comments are wrong, they're unacceptable, he must engage with Africa, he must apologize, and I think the pressure's on now to make sure that Trump realizes that his comments are unacceptable, and as far as Africans are concerned, including the African Union, that he must publicly apologize and he must make his way to the African Union to do so.
So you're basically saying that an apology is a must at this point?
Absolutely. The African Union, if they don't receive that apology, I'm sure the African Union would take retrospective steps, which would be otherwise to crime down, criticize the Trump regime, and ultimately vote with his feet. I mean, there are many competing superpowers on the global stage that would take opportunities that are available to Africa at the expense of the United States.
And many believe that the stage is basically set for maybe future tensions between the African Union, African countries, and the Donald Trump administration.
Well, we already know that the United States is trying to build more bases, is trying to expand its influence, is trying to sell its multinationals' goods and services on the African continent, including extracting some of our minerals. So I think Africa has a lot of leverages that can be put in terms of alternative pressure on the Trump regime, and I would expect Africans to do so if the Trump administration, including Mr. Trump himself, doesn't apologize to the African Union.
And lastly, in your opinion, what direction do you think this issue of immigration will take with the United States with regards to African countries and African immigrants?
Well, Donald Trump can raise the bar, he can raise the bridge, he can stop Africans from going to his own country. That's purely that for the United States. But he must be mindful that Africans have made huge contributions to that country. Africans continue to make contributions to that country. And many African Americans who see themselves as Africans themselves would be aggrieved because they're already making significant contributions in that country. So I'm afraid Donald Trump needs to be re-educated or re-engineered in terms of his mindset to understand all those issues.
Thank you very much, sir. African affairs expert A.O. Johnson joining us from London.